Welcome to the Act Two Studio Playhouse, featuring recordings of original plays by members of the Estelle Craig Act Two Studio at the Chang School for Continuing Education at Ryerson University in Toronto. We are pleased to present A Chance Meeting, a one-act play written by Jeanette Cairns and recorded via Zoom on September 28, 2020. A Chance Meeting is directed by Kathy Shilton. The characters are Melanie, played by Margie Leon, and Ryan, played by Paul Bilodeau. A Chance Meeting, Act 1, Scene 1. It is a fall evening. The scene takes place in front of a condo residence. Ryan has tripped and is trying to stand up. From her balcony, Melanie has heard him calling out and rushes down to help.
Oh, good. You're not dead.
Do I look dead?
Are you all right?
I think so.
What happened?
I tripped.
I think you knocked yourself out. You didn't answer when I called you.
I didn't hear you. Ooh, it's just a scrape.
Sit down for a minute. Here, you can wipe the blood off your face with this.
Thanks.
That scrape looks bad. Can I get you something else?
No, I'm just shaking up. I'll be fine in a minute.
Yeah, look, you need help. I left my cell phone upstairs.
Fuck, where's my cell?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I was holding it.
He tries to stand.
Stay put. I'll look for it. Here it is.
Thanks. Fuck, it's broken.
I'll get mine.
Wait a minute.
Sure, but...
1 minute.
Okay.
She paces.
Sit down. You're making me dizzy.
Sorry. There should be somebody here. Here comes somebody. Maybe they can help you.
No, I don't want their help.
You need someone, and I don't know what to do.
Just wait here for a minute.
I have work to do.
Why?
What?
It's night. Why do you have work to do?
Look, I have to go. I'll call someone to help you.
You can help me.
I can't.
You don't know me?
Should I?
You should.
Your voice sounds kind of familiar, but I don't recognize you.
Look at me. Look at me.
Oh. Ryan? Ryan Mallory? I didn't know it was you.
I'm gonna shave the beard.
Yeah, it's different. You've changed a lot.
Time has a way of doing that.
How is everything?
Fine.
Really?
Really, I have a great job at a small startup tech company. I'm really enjoying it.
That's good.
I hear you're now the director of human resources.
George retired. How did you know?
Harry keeps me informed.
Look, I wanted to call you, but I didn't know where to reach you. I didn't want to call your home.
You could have called my cell.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Cindy left.
I didn't know.
You knew it was coming.
I didn't.
I told you.
Yes, well...
Forget it.
What are you doing here?
I was out jogging when I tripped on something on the sidewalk.
That must have been when I heard you call. You really should have that gash looked at. Maybe you have a concussion.
I don't.
Do you live around here?
Give me a minute.
You can't walk home. You can hardly stand.
I'm just a bit shaky. I'll be okay in a minute.
I'll get my cell so I can call a cab to take you home.
I don't carry a wallet when I run.
That's all right. I'll pay for it.
Don't bother. You don't have to pay me to leave.
For God's sake, I'm just trying to help you.
What are you doing here?
I live here.
You live here? You used to live in the annex. When did you move?
6 months ago.
Oh, the new job must pay well.
My mom died. This was her condo.
I'm sorry. That must have been just after I saw you in the diner.
I guess so.
It was a year ago.
Was it? I don't remember.
You said you just come from seeing your mom in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. I had just heard the bad news.
Well, that's why you didn't want to see me.
What made you think that?
Well, because you couldn't wait to get out of the diner.
I'd just come from the hospital. I was upset about my mother.
You should have called me.
I was really busy and worried.
Yeah, I should have called you.
But you didn't.
Would you have spoken to me or would you have been too busy?
You know how busy, how demanding and busy the job is.
Yeah, I remember how determined you were to do the right thing.
You're right. It's not easy to listen to people's problems and to do the right thing.
Do the right thing?
Yes.
You've learned a lot since I left the company.
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago that you threw me under the bus.
What? I didn't. You did it to yourself.
I didn't do anything. Why didn't you defend me? I thought we had something very special beginning.
That was just the excitement of solving the team problem at the conference.
Maybe that's how it began, but it became much more.
We got carried away.
And when you were back at the office, you avoided me. I thought you were being discreet.
I was.
You didn't answer my calls.
You were married, for God's sake.
I told you that we were getting a divorce.
I didn't want anybody thinking that I was a homewrecker.
You weren't. Who would have thought that about you?
Everybody. Nobody else knew you were getting a divorce, if, in fact, you were.
I didn't lie to you.
I had to be careful, look after myself.
And you were ambitious.
That had nothing to do with it.
Didn't it? You could have asked me what happened instead of telling that woman to write a complaint saying I sexually harassed her.
She insisted it happened. A written complaint is the only thing the company would take seriously.
You wanted them to take you seriously.
It's the proper procedure for that accusation. I didn't want to look like I couldn't handle the job.
You'd already proven yourself.
But this was different, and I wanted to get it right.
By using any trick you could.
I didn't. She came to me.
And you saw an opportunity to further your career.
That's not true.
That night you told me you wanted to become director. Remember that night?
A lot of drinks were consumed that night.
Not that many. I didn't force them on you. You could have refused them. That night was special.
Yes, but...
You could have stopped at any time, but you didn't. Not once did you refuse. Not the drinks, not me coming to your room. Not me entering your room, not me making love to you. Nothing did you refuse.
I had a lot to drink.
You weren't drunk. You enjoyed it as much as I did. You felt the magic as much as I did. You wanted me to stay as much as I wanted to. You know you did.
Yes, but it wasn't right. And I had to think of my job.
Yeah, what about mine?
It wasn't my fault you lost your job.
You could have stopped her.
I tried.
Not very hard.
I told her that I didn't believe her. I didn't think she would put it in writing.
George asked me to resign.
I didn't know that was going to happen. I had my vacation booked. I couldn't change it.
How convenient. And I was gone when you returned to the office.
That's how she planned it. I thought it was a non-issue when I left for my vacation. I couldn't believe you were gone.
Why didn't you call me?
I told you. I didn't want to call the house.
Why not? Cindy had gone.
I didn't know that.
George knew. Didn't he tell you?
No, I don't remember.
Were you feeling too guilty to call?
No. Why should I feel guilty?
You shouldn't. The woman took the letter to George and George dealt with it when you were away.
Yes, that is exactly what happened. Why didn't you complain to HR about her? She said you asked her to come to your office after hours on several occasions, and you behaved inappropriately each time.
And you believe that about me?
No, but you didn't come to HR about her.
I couldn't.
Why?
I didn't have proof, and neither did she.
George said Brenda came to his office. She had a letter saying that you had sexually harassed her. He spoke to her at length about the accusation, and he was convinced that you were guilty. He told his boss, and they decided the best solution was to hush it up and have you resign.
Yeah, resign. What a joke. They paid me a shitload of money to resign. They were so afraid that any bad publicity would ruin their reputation of being one of the best companies in the country to work for.
I didn't know you were fired.
But I was.
Shit.
And then your star began to rise.
What are you getting at?
Well, not long after that, you became director.
George retired and
you got his job.
I worked hard for that promotion. It wasn't easy for a woman to get a senior position in the firm.
Is that why you believed I promised Brenda a promotion in exchange for sex? What kind of person do you think I am?
I told you I didn't believe her. That's why I suggested she write a letter. I didn't think she would do it. She didn't have a strong case.
George thought she did.
She told him a different story. What did he tell you?
Didn't he tell you?
No. Oh, maybe they wanted to get rid of you.
You think so?
He said that the file was in the general counsel's office. They handle it.
They may have handled the details, but George did the deed.
Yes, that's part of the job.
And you got the job. And what did it get you?
A lot of hard work and stress.
That's the price of success.
So they say.
It's not easy, but the challenge can be fun.
Yes, maybe, but I...
Don't have to worry about that for long?
Why do you say that?
Well, you're upset about the stress.
Yes, but why would you assume that I won't...
Won't what?
Won't have to worry about that for long.
Will you?
Nobody knows that.
Harry knew.
So you knew when you came here.
You'll get a good settlement. The company is generous that way.
You should know.
History has a way of repeating itself.
What do you mean?
Harry told me that Brent said you had sexually harassed him.
But I didn't.
He said you did, and he put it in writing.
He is lying. That's not what happened. He came to me asking for a promotion. I told him that he should get his HR designation and he would be eligible. He didn't want to work or wait.
Sounds familiar.
Too familiar.
The company takes a very dim view of a human resources person being accused of sexual harassment.
But I didn't do it.
And neither did I.
I never thought you did.
It's about the bottom line and the company's impeccable reputation. If the story gets out, it looks like they did the right thing by getting rid of these despicable people.
Yes, and we have a pile of money to keep quiet.
Yep.
Did you set Brent up to get back at me?
Why would you think that?
The scenarios are too similar to be a coincidence.
Do you honestly think that I could do that to you?
I don't know what to think. I need some time for all of this to sink in.
Yeah, I should go now. I just came by to see how you're doing.
How did you think I'd be doing?
I thought you'd be feeling pretty shitty.
You came here to gloat?
No. Why?
Well, you accused me of not defending you, and you knew about Brent, and you knew I was asked to resign, and your head isn't bothering you now.
You're right. I forgot all about it. I guess you made it better.
Bastard.
No, the Melanie I knew has changed.
As you said, time has a way of doing that.
I better go now before...
Why did you come here?
I wanted to be here for you after you got the bad news.
Here for me? Is that a joke?
No, it isn't.
A Chance Meeting was written by Jeanette Cairns and directed by Kathy Shulton. Our cast featured Margie Leon as Melanie and Paul Bilodeau as Ryan. All technical production and editing was by Rick Sutton. All rights to this production are reserved by Act Two Studio Works. Reproduction by any means is prohibited without the express written permission of the playwright and Act Two Studio Works. Vrenya Ivanovsky is Artistic Director of the Estelle Craig Act Two Studio. Thank you for listening.